Okay, go ahead, Brother Mike.
Okay, good morning, everybody. There was a statement made last meeting that I want to expound on just a little bit. And the statement that was made was, we need more faith. And at first glance, it's going to seem like I disagree with that statement, but I don't. And hopefully I can explain that to you. But there's two scriptures that dealt with this exact matter about needing more faith. And so I'd like to take a quick look at them. I'm hoping you have your Bible so you can turn there too. And one thing that I've become aware of is, a lot of the things that we run into in our everyday lives, Jesus dealt with those same things, many of them. And so this book is invaluable. We can go there and see how Jesus handled it or what he had to say about it and get our answers. So anyway, the first scripture I want to look at is Matthew chapter 17. I'll give everybody a minute that wants to turn to it. Matthew chapter 17. And we're going to start reading in verse 18. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could not we cast him out?" And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you." Now, I would imagine everybody knows that a mustard seed is known as being the smallest seed there is. It must just be, nearly microscopic. So anyway, Jesus says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, the smallest little thing that you can move a mountain. Okay, now I want to turn to the second one, which is in Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. And we'll start in verse 5. So we're dealing with, do we need more faith? Okay. So in Luke 17, verse 5, it says, And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. So they're telling Jesus, increase our faith, we need more faith. And here's his answer to him. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat? So the apostles come and they say, increase our faith. And Jesus says, basically, that's not what you need. If you even had faith as a size of a grain of mustard seed, you can do anything. So in verse 7, Jesus told us two very important things. And it's pretty easy to not even catch them. So I want to talk about them. Okay, so verse 7, but which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat? Okay, Jesus told you two things there. Number one, he showed you who he is in the parable, and he showed you who you are in the parable. Okay, he says, which of you having a servant? So in other words, he's the one having the servant, right? Christ has servants. Which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle? That's us in the parable. We're the ones running around doing this earth work. So Jesus is the one that has servants, and we're the one plowing and feeding cattle. And it says, which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle will say unto him by and by when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat? Okay, the second thing Jesus showed us in this story here in the Bible, I maybe shouldn't call it a story, was he's going to tell you how this thing works. Okay? And you might think, well, what makes you think he's going to tell you how this thing works? That one little word, but. So he just got through saying, if you had faith the grain of a mustard seed, you could cause a sycamine tree to be plucked up by the root and moved. And then he says, but. So now he's going to tell us what the conditions are or how this works. But which of you have any servant plowing or feeding cattle will say unto him by and by when he has come from the field, go and sit down. Now, you know everything in Scripture has a spiritual meaning. Do you know what the field? What is the field spiritually? The field is the world. Okay? So Jesus is saying that even with this small amount of faith that you need, he says there's a order to this. Here's how it works. I'm going to read it again. I know I've read it several times, but I need to keep reading it. But which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle will say unto him by and by when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink. So what Jesus is showing us here is there's a process to this. When someone has just come out of the field doing all this earth work, he needs to, it says, let me look at it once more. Gird thyself and serve me. So clothe yourself with me and serve me that I may eat first, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink. So what Christ is saying is, we don't just, you know, ask Christ to forgive our sins and we become a Christian, and next thing you know, we have all this faith that moves mountains. He's saying you're going to have to gird yourself and serve me. There's a process. We get Christ in us and we get stronger and stronger and stronger in the Lord. And then some of these things begin working. And, you know, when you think about the raising of Lazarus from the dead, did Jesus walk up there and say, oh, Father God, raise Lazarus from the dead? Did he pray like that? No. He walked up there and he said, Lazarus, come forth. So, how many of you have ever read the scripture? This was Almighty God speaking. He said, concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Can you imagine such a scripture? God saying to us, concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. God is the power source, and he wants to manifest and express his power through us. And when I said that Jesus just walked up and said, Lazarus, come forth, probably everybody sitting here thought, well, yeah, that was Jesus. Well, brethren, Jesus was a man with God inside him, just like you and me can be. So that statement that was made, we need more faith, I actually know the heart it came from. It's like saying we need more belief, we need more faith, and we do. But Christ is saying what we really need is real faith, actual faith. I mean, do we really have faith? You know, if we really have faith, that's all it takes. It doesn't take more and more and more and more of it. It just takes it being the real thing. And so we need more belief. We need more faith. Yes. And the way it works is first you clothe yourself with Christ. You serve him. You get his life working in your life. And then these things begin to come to pass because, you know, the fact of the matter is an awful lot of prayers don't make it past the ceiling. And so, brethren, we can be just like Jesus on this earth. It's God's whole plan. He wants to, you know, it's like an engine in a car. There's 350 horsepower in there, and that thing is ready to roar. But you've got to start it and step on the gas. That's what God wants to do through us. Get yourself in a position where his power is working in your life and he wants to use you. That's the way he set it up. He could come in here and do anything he wants to, anytime, but he wants to use us. You know, you remember the scripture that talked about Paul and Peter. They'd come into a town and they'd line the streets with the sick people. And just them walking by, their shadows passing them healed them. Can you imagine that? That's available to every one of us. We can have so much Christ in us. Who was the guy? Mark, you probably remember. It was one of the famous guys, either Smith Wigglesworth or Reese Howes or somebody went into that factory and all the workers just started falling down on their knees and confessing their sins. And, you know, the power of God is a very real thing. But it doesn't just happen at the snap of a finger.
That was Finney.
It was Charles Finney? Okay.
But yeah. Something similar happened to Wigglesworth on the train, too.
Yeah. And so all I'm getting at is when you've got the power of God in you, all these things start happening. And God wants to use us. So God bless you, brother. And that's all I had to say.
Amen. Well, thank you, Mike. I'm going to turn that recording off now so we have it as a separate record.
Amen.